Wednesday night is the big one, Mike. I know. I take it. You got a ticket to watch this one, or a media pass to watch this one? This is something you wouldn't miss, would it?
Well, I got asked a couple weeks ago by our sports editor, Sam McEwen, whether I could cover this match tonight. And originally I said yes. Then I got home and my wife reminded me that she bought two tickets for us back in April. So I will just be there as a fan because my wife trumps even the sports editor. So, yes, I will be there, Rich.
This is going to be something, Mike. Wow. And I saw your article about, talking with all the coaches, a lot from around the state. They wouldn't miss this, would they?
No. It's, who knows if they'll ever be able to pull this off again. There's just so many moving parts. And props to Trev Alberts and John Cook for even attempting this. And there's just been so much excitement since it got announced. And, I mean, it's just ramped up the last week or two. So people can't wait. And boy, they sure lucked out, it sounds like, with the weather forecast, too. I mean, that was just the big intangible. You didn't know what it was going to do, but all systems appear go for tonight.
It just goes to show you, Mike, how volleyball is just Nebraska's a volleyball crazy state. We love our volleyball. Doesn't matter what high school, college, it doesn't matter. We love that sport.
It's amazing, isn't it, Rich, the way the sport has just really taken off in the last, I don't know, however many years, but it's just such a great thing. And the really nice thing about tonight, it gives a lot of people an opportunity to go watch the team play because, I mean, those volleyball tickets in recent years have gotten tougher than football tickets to receive. And who would have ever dreamed that was the case? So, yeah, it should be a great night tonight.
On the high school scene, Mike, I know you're keeping busy with that as well, and rankings are out. Got a lot of great volleyball teams doing some great stuff from one side of the state to the other, and you've already had a chance to take in some pretty good matches the way it is, haven't you?
Yeah, the Bellevue West Invitational on the Class A and Class B front is always one of the great ones to start the season. I kind of equate it to NASCAR with starting off with the Daytona 500. And then going on with the rest of the season, but there's always a lot of great teams in that. And Papio South, our overall number one team, emerged as the winner. But boy, they got pushed by Omaha Scott, the 8-time defending Class B champion. How about that, Rich? 8 times in a row, state record. But like you said, not only was great volleyball going on here at this part of the state, but also out west and also in between. So here we are off and running on another season.
We had a chance to watch a pretty good C1 team. I know it's number 3 ranked Minden was in town last night for a triangular, and you have the Whippets again in your top 3 right now. And I tell you, they lost some kids in that 34-4 team last year, went to state, but boy, they're pretty good. They really showed a lot in the two matches last night here in McCook.
Yeah, I noticed that the Whippets are off to a great start, and 6-0, and I don't think they've dropped a set yet. So they're definitely going to be a team to watch this season in the ever-competitive world of Class C1.
And along with that, another Southwest Conference team, Gothenburg, is right there. You got them 2-3. Looks like the Swedes and the Whippets are going to be the class of the Southwest Conference again this year.
Right. The Swedes are equally impressive, haven't dropped the set. And, they're one of those teams that it just seems like they're going to be there every year. And same thing again this season. They made it to the final last year at state, got beat by Sharon Zavala's Grand Island Central Catholic team. But, the Swedes, I think they were maybe 33-4 last year, and maybe even better things for them this season.
Lincoln Lutheran, a team that I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was a D1 school, but they opted up to remain in C2. Is that correct?
I haven't checked their enrollment numbers lately, Rich, but I just think of them as, actually, I used to just always think of them as C1. Then they were C2, which, of course, was bad news for Southwest last year, played in C2. But, 40-0 last year, the only school that was unbeaten, and there they are in Class C2 again this year. And, if there's a class that's pretty close to C1 and competitive, in that top 10, it's Class C2. So, yeah, the Warriors are going to be a factor again this season. I think they open the season with a with a win over Class B Waverly. So definitely another team to watch.
Grand Island was the hot spot over the weekend, Mike, with the state fair in town, of course, and all the volleyball matches that took place from sunup to sundown.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you, Grand Island is just kind of that hot spot in the middle of the state that when you think of the great teams, I think of Bill Root's great Grand Island High teams from the past, and okay, I mentioned Sharon Zavala at Grand Island Central Catholic, and Diane Rose, the longtime coach at Grand Island Northwest. She's been retired for a few years. But, yeah, Grand Island, there's just some great volleyball out there. And you mentioned some of it. And, hey, props to the state fair. And back in the day, I always tried to make it to Bonner Park once or twice a season. So, you know me, I love the horse races. So, yeah, I always enjoy trips to Grand Island, Rich.
Now, the question is, did you have good luck with the horse races?
Let's move on to the next subject, shall we?
Don't worry, Mike. I would never do well at the horse races. I never pick winners, that's for sure. That's for sure.
You know what's embarrassing, Rich, is if I go to the races, which, I'll go with my wife or our kids or my in-laws or whoever I go with, and here I am the alleged expert, and I usually come away having to borrow money to even buy a hot dog at the end of the day, and they're the ones that are usually the big winners. So maybe it rubs off for me, I'm not sure.
You know, the two classes in D1 and D2, that's where we find a majority of our area teams in those two classes. And you've got some teams in the preseason rankings once again, and rankings right now in D1, Southwest in there at D1, Amherst, Axtell's off to a good start, and then D2, a very good Overton team, is preseason number one in D2, and they got a Cambridge team back once again. They got Wallace, who was in Grand Island to play Hastings in one of those matchups. So we've got some Western Nebraska teams who have high expectations this year in D1 and D2.
Right. You know, I think that just goes back again to the strength of volleyball all throughout the state, Rich. And like you've just mentioned, a number of teams from out in your area that deserve to be ranked this season. I mean, when I'm thinking about D2, a lot of times I'll think about teams at this end, your Fall City Sacred Heart or Howells Dodge, teams like that. But I'll tell you, outstate has really gotten strong. And you mentioned Southwest. That was probably my oversight that I didn't put them in the preseason rankings. But as you saw, I rectified that mistake, and now Southwest is in. And, boy, didn't they have a great appearance at state last year. I know I was sitting close to you when they played Oakland Craig in that first round, that five-setter that could have gone either way. And, you know, it would have been fun to see if Southwest could have done anything against Lincoln Lutheran, the power team they would have played next. But, yeah, that was a great match, and the Rough Riders deserve to be back in the ratings.
I know you've got some big matches coming up this weekend. Of course, after the big Husker volleyball night Wednesday, you've got some, I'm sure, as we get into Labor Day weekend, got some big matches, tournaments to watch?
Right. After that Bellevue West tournament this week, and I don't know if it was because everybody backed off a little bit because of Nebraska Volleyball Day on Wednesday and things like that, but it'll ramp up really next week after Labor Day. But I know one of the big ones around here, we've got two of our top Class B teams playing Thursday night, a night when Big Red will be playing up in Minnesota football. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of fans at Bennington to watch Norris take on the Badgers. And Bennington features Olivia Mock, who their fine libero, who's going to Nebraska. And she just competed in the under-19 National World Championships playing for USA, and they won a gold medal. They were playing over in Croatia. So what's that say about volleyball in our state, Rich, when one of our players is competing on the highest level, and they only take 12 players nationwide for that team, and someone from Bennington was one of them. So, again, great thing for volleyball here in the state.
Mike, it's always good to talk volleyball with you. Do a superb job. Once again, omaha.com, Prep Zone. Look for all the great articles each and every day over there. And we will catch up with you down the line as we get in the month of September. We're going to have a lot of good matchups, a lot of big tournaments still to come.
All right. right. Always nice to talk to you, Rich.